Today is between master and disciples. A king with a lot of desires will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Formosa, Taiwan, 是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南。北部地区有古城、原住民村、秘密的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。中部地区有一系列的美景，鲜妙的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛出名的文化中心，到今嘛依然保有真多早期移民初到出地时的传统。
2007年初，青海不雄书欢迎了咱世界会会员新地的客房，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约100名的世界会会员甲贵宾。在福尔摩沙欢庆第二的古历新年，
在吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海的无上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，加参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛，邀请你聆听1995年七月，青海不雄书伫福尔摩沙西湖，会见西方东修的时阵所做的开始，主题是贪婪的国王。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone.For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you. When association members convene from around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai often meets with groups of different nationalities for discussions in English or their native language.
Truly, if we understandThe kingdom of God is within us, and if we have already tasted the nectar of this kingdom of God, then probably we do not want to resist anything. If we may live here longer to serve God and fellow beings, let it be so. If we have to go because our time has come or because someone else wants to terminate our life, let it be, because we have other kingdom.To continue to live. Perhaps, therefore, surrendering to God's will is the best. Sooner or later, each one of us must leave this world anyhow. So why complicate things? I see many resistance in different countries. Sometimes it's make more and more and more bloodshed all the time without having any concrete and finished result. It just costs a lot of lives, time, and building energy, constructing power, and financial benefit costs a lot from the people. Besides, as you see, every system will collapse itself. See that? Nothing lasts forever if it doesn't suit the plan of God. But I think everything will take care of themselves. Sometimes in the course of life, you have experienced that yourself, no? Sometimes you try to demand for this and that, and then you end up like the same. Sometimes worse than before. So now, another 1,000 years come. He was happy. He swallowed up one nation and be very happy. And he saw one or more 1,000 years and he was fed up again. What for? And he went up to the top of the mountain, used his binoculars. Telescope, yes. And he looked over the west. Now he saw America, perhaps. Before Columbus discovered it, he had seen it. He said, that land, very big and beautiful. Miami Beach, California, good weather. West Virginia, snow, we have everything. I must have that land, yes. So, said, wished, and accomplished, as usual, okay? As many times before. So he visited the Western country, and they're happy with it. So 1,000 years more, and he's bored, unhappy. You see the problem with having no master? Eh? If you don't have a living teacher, it's very difficult. Every guru would tell you that, but if you don't understand, it's your problem. Now, because he doesn't have a master who taught him the ephemeral nature of human lives, doesn't matter how many 1,000 years you live, still one day it must end. And nothing here you can take with you. And nothing physical will ever, ever satisfy you forever and every day of your life. Satisfaction comes only from inside. And if you seek anything else except satisfaction from inside, you will always end up frustrated, you know, and miserable. Every time you try, every time, like you knock the wall, and you have to return and rethink and redo, reshape your action again. Even love and children, husband, wives, anything that you think that bring you the most beautiful feeling of human life, still it never lasts. Today is good, tomorrow it brings you heartache and problems and the consequences and all kind of sorrow and worries. Takes a lot of effort to keep somebody you love. And it takes a lot of effort to keep somebody who loves you. You know? Any little move, any little so-called wrong move or insensitive move break the relationship immediately and sometimes irreparably. So every effort we spend in this world to repair our friendship, to build up the kingdom on earth, everything brings us always trouble and trouble. Even though we're successful at the end, you know, or sometimes in between, still it takes us all the energy and time and youth and attention in order to keep that alive. Doesn't matter what kind of relationship or what kind of treasure that is. You have experience? If you don't, you may try. Go and fall in love somewhere and then tell me what happened. You look younger in these few days. You look better. You know the skin? When you stay here a few more days, few days after, you look different than the first day you came. I noticed many of you like that. It's really happened many times. After a really good meditation session, you stand up like a saint and nobody dare touch you. If you really have a good meditation and sincerely practice, people smell that and feel that. And they have nothing for you but reverence and love. And you have nothing at all written on your face except love and purity. That I can see very, very clearly, like reading a book. Do you notice people? Do you take notice? Yeah? Those who meditate a great deal and sincerely practice, you see that change? Yeah? That's why when you come here, you must, you should You ought to meditate all the time, whenever you can. Not only sitting there meditating, but in your mind you must concentrate. Don't find friends and idle gossiping everywhere, even if I don't see you. Even if I don't see you then, but when I see you, I see. Other people see. It's written on your face very, very clearly. I tell you from all honesty of my heart. Yeah? There is nothing you can hide. Nothing at all. It's written on your face, in your eyes, on your forehead. It smells around your body. It doesn't matter what kind of perfume you spray. No difference. Yeah, really. Really. Yeah? So very precious, the meditation and the time here, when you are so free. Even if you work a little bit or you engage in something here and there, but you're free mentally. You're not burdened and pressured. So take care. Take the opportunity to practice. Okay, we come back to India again. After running around the world. The king was born after 4,000 years of invading the four corners of the world. Now he's bored to death because he has nothing to play anymore. All the countries he has conquered, he knows. By name and all the games in the country, all the beautiful women he saw, everything he knows. Now he's bored with the earth. Nothing to do. One day he sat there. He can't meditate on money either because he's fed up, he has enough. He can't meditate on anything else because everything on the world belonged to him. So he sat there. Now he think of God. He meditate on God. Haha. Finally, my God, do you believe that? But he actually did meditate on God, finally. And then he was thinking, oh, I wish I could see God. How I long to see God. If I could just see God, it would be God. Beautiful. Oh, God, how can I see God? Okay? And then suddenly, oh, as he wished, his dream comes true. God, moved by his desire, sincerity desire, perhaps materialism desire, and invited him to the kingdom. Perhaps the God of astral world, yeah? Or Vishnu God or Shiva God. We don't even know what kind of God that was. Well, by the weight of his thinking, perhaps he end up in the astral kingdom, right? Because it's so materialistic, his wish. Not that he wanted to see God for reverence or for longing in his heart, but he wanted to see God because he desired to see the kingdom of God. He wanted to see whether the kingdom of God has any differences from his kingdom and anything else he can learn, he can look at, he can play with, etc. Just pure materialistic curiosity. But God, you know, is very generous and loving. But anyhow, God, yeah, anyone who meditate on him attain his attention. So that is God, okay? He was anyhow compassionate, loving, even though he's only an astral god. Because astral god is also the representative of the highest God, anyhow. So he has some quality of the Almighty. Now very lovingly, cautiously, hospitably, he invited the king and company to come to the kingdom of God. And then his chariot took him into the sky and up into the kingdom of God, to the throne of the deity.
Oh.
And then the God, whatever kingdom that may be, astral, intellectual, or akashic, Buddha God, invited him to sit next to him. Yeah, he has a very long sofa, you know, made of gold and studded with diamonds and precious stone glittering like the sun in the morning. So he invited him to sit next to him even. Very, very cautious God, huh? Very, very polite. Very hospitable. And then he offered him all kind of biscuits and candies and grapes, apples, anything that is available in the kingdom of God, is offered to him. And as well as offered to his company, yeah? Horses and elephant and queen and chariot manager and soldiers and general and minister and everything that he brought up. then God was talking, chatting to him in a very friendly way. And then our king, you know, the one that's never satisfied, sat there talking to God, but at the same time watching around. Wow, the lamb, the nail lamb is made of diamond. Wow, and that lamb is made of ruby. Oh, the other one is made of pearl. And anything here is more precious and beautiful than anything we have on earth. Even diamond are different. Gold are different. Silver are different. It seems to be 1,000 times more beautiful and more real and more precious and more pleasing to the eyes. And of course, to the heart of the king. And now he's up there and thinking. First he was trying to think with his soul. But then that doesn't have any wisdom. Because the seven chakra, you know, he traveled from the soul up to the knees. And when he was looking, he think with the soul. And then later he think with the knees, and then he tried to think with the solar plexus, and then he tried to reason with the heart. It doesn't work. And then he tried to reason with the throat. It doesn't work either. But that's all he can come up. Because he wants to swallow everything. So the most concentrated chakra for him is the throat center. He wants to eat anything that he saw. He wants to swallow, possess everything that he ever let eye on. So now he was thinking. And when he comes up to the throat, he wants to swallow the kingdom of God. Now he said, wow, this is very beautiful. What if I get rid of this old man and then become a king? So he was sitting there and thinking like that with his throat. And now, because the God king is God, yeah? Doesn't matter lower God or higher God, he's still God. So while the king was thinking with his throat center, his apple keep coming up and down. So the God saw it. When he saw his throat center activated, then he know, And then he kept looking with his wisdom eye into the throat center, and he saw, all black market going on there. All kind of criminal records written there. So God knows what's going on in this king's mind. But pretending not to know anything, he didn't say anything. He tried to be even more pleasant, more friendly, and offer more things. After that, God just tried to tell the king that, I am busy. I have initiation going on in the back mountain, and 500 disciples in the front mountain, and five or six construction sites going on. So would you please excuse me? And sayonara.
感谢爱心的观众收看今日的《师道一天》节目，下礼拜请继续观赏《情海无常书》的开始，贪婪的国王最后一集。今嘛，请收看有上书电视台的《动物世界》，咱的厝边，甲恁成功后马上为你播出。愿上天的慈爱加持你的生命。
We appreciate your charitable presence today on Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Monday for the conclusion of Spring Master Qinghai discussion entitled A King with a Lot of Desires. Now, please stay tuned to Spring Master Television, where animal world are co-inhabitants. Coming up next, right after noteworthy news. May heaven grace your life with loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD